Nick, if you would, first of all, tell me your name and what you do and where you're from.
I'm Nick Baker, and I'm a biological science technician for the U.S. Dairy Force Research Center in Madison, Wisconsin. And I'm originally from Darien, and now I live in Evansville, Wisconsin.
Well, tell me, you're here at World Dairy Expo and got some interesting information out here. And one of those poses the question, how's a cow like an ethanol production plant? And I think that's a great question. How would you answer that?
I think the best way to answer that would be a cow is a lot like an ethanol production plant just because in the rumen, using the forages and fibrous feeds, microbes break down the forage and convert it into usable energy sources for the cow. Much like the forages are broke down in ethanol production to form simple sugars, which are then fermented and turned into alcohol for ethanol production. Same basic principle. Same basic output. The cow uses it for energy to give milk or meat production on, and we use the ethanol production for energy production mainly.
Well, there's a lot of people who have had concerns over the what's called the food versus fuel debate. Where do you weigh in on that issue in terms of using our biomass, whether that's corn, for example, to make either one?
My opinion is there's such a large quantity and excess of grains and forages available, I can't see the ethanol production, especially at its current levels, being a problem and taking away from the food supply at all. There's always going to be plenty of grain and forages available for food production and still enough left over for ethanol production.
So what in your work that you do, tell me a little bit more about that and the kinds of projects and things that you're working on right now.
I actually work for Mike Castle. He's a grass breeder at the U.S. Dairy Force Research Center. And one of our main projects is we're looking at switchgrass for ethanol production and developing more switchgrass varieties available for the Midwest, looking at native species that would adapt well in the Midwest, especially for ethanol production.
Where do we stand at this point in time? There's a lot of people predicting when that will become more of a widely used production process. So that we can use things like switchgrass and others. What do you think in terms of when we're going to see that really commercially being done in this country?
I can't give an exact timetable as far as years, but the technology is definitely there. The advancement we're making in switchgrass and other forages used for ethanol production shows that it's definitely a viable option, and I think you definitely see it in the future, 3 to 5 years, maybe longer, maybe less, but definitely in the not too far distant future, we'll be seeing that it's definitely a viable option.
Great. Well, thank you very much, Nick. We appreciate the information. Here at World Dairy Expo, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.